Space Feud. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As anybody who's ever served on the condominium board knows, perfect neighbors are hard to find. And so it is with the International Space Station. In retaliation for our response to Russia's annexation of part of Ukraine, Russia's deputy prime minister is threatening to ban U.S. astronauts from taking the Soyuz spacecraft. He tweeted that we'd need to send our astronauts to the station using a trampoline. Now, I think that as Americans, we all agree that if any nation could build a trampoline powerful enough to send astronauts into low Earth orbit, it would be us. But Elon Musk, the electric car maker and founder of SpaceX, also knows how to tweet, and he's offering to send the astronauts using his Dragon 9 spacecraft, which is reusable and which has already made 4 successful cargo runs to the station, the most recent one returning safely just yesterday. And if you listen to the recording of the Dragon 9 docking with the space station last month, you'll note an astonishing coincidence.
And capture is confirmed of this Dragon spacecraft at capture time 4:31 a.m. Central Time. While the Dragon and the International Space Station were flying just over northern Ukraine, about 243 statute miles.
It was right over Ukraine! And even though it was just a cargo run, Musk says that SpaceX will be ready to shuttle astronauts much sooner and for a lot less money than anything NASA's building. And since his Dragon 9 doesn't rely on any Russian components, it can launch no matter what happens 243 statute miles below. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.